and trusting. Casting and trusting. Yesterday, the Lord, I just periodically, he would bring that scripture up to me. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care over on the Lord, for he cares for you, you know. He'd bring that scripture up to me. And so I just begin to meditate on and think down those lines. How many knows when God begins to speak to you or speaks a word, don't just throw that thing out. That was the Lord. I think that was the Lord. And forget it. You know, focus in on whatever you feel like the Lord is impressing on your mind or on your spirit or on your heart. Not just to preach, you know. Because the thing about it is God, you know, Monty, I mean, it was really good. The men's meeting, the anointing is, I've missed one of them. Hate to miss it. I just had to do it. But every time the anointing increases on it. Now, I don't sit back there as a spectator. Light me up if you can, Monty. No, I'm coming to receive. I'm coming to help him. I don't say anything, but I'm coming in faith. I'm coming. This is the day God set this up for us, and I'm going to stand with Monty. I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe that I'll leave different. I'm going to leave here with greater wisdom in the Lord. See, Monty can't move me. But the anointing in Monty's life that I draw and glean from can transform me. Because Monty don't have the capability, you know, to do anything for any of us. Neither do I. But the anointing in Monty's life on the call has the power to go down into, and I'm talking about to the root of matters, and destroy them where it's let in. Just like today. You don't need to be here just spectate. Well, I went to church, you know. No. We're in an assembly. We're here under the direction of the Lord. We're here out of mandate. You know, we're here out of God has directed our steps. Our life is where it is right here in Monksville right now. The Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordained or established, is what it means, by the Lord. So your life, if you have followed the Lord, will get established. It will be established. Established in righteousness, established in faith, established in the knowledge of the kingdom. He leads and he establishes. See, Teresa used to, she'd tell me, later on, got born again. Used to, she'd tell me, you're predictable now. Used to be unpredictable. Didn't know if you was coming home or not. Didn't know if you'd have any money when you got home or not. Didn't know if you was coming home for the weekend. You know, if I just wanted to go and blow my money at the bar and stay out all weekend, I'd just go, you know. And I didn't ask nobody and didn't tell my wife or nothing. When I come back in, there I was. And then knockdown dragouts happened, and we'd go do it again. You know, but when I got born again, he began to lead me in the way of the Bible, and it began to establish my goings, my comings, my thinking, my speaking, my talking. It began to establish to the point to where she said, I know what you're going to do. You're dependable. You can predict just about what you're going to do. Why? Because when he establishes our ways become more like him. Hallelujah. But casting and trusting. Give me that Psalms, Beth, please. 55. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. He said, the word cast is to throw at. It is to throw down, throw away, throw forth. I studied that a little bit, and it says cast to throw your burden. Give your burden. I mean, you've got to carry things to the Lord. I mean, Lord, I mean, you can't just, Lord, help me with it. Help me with it. No, man, you got to carry things to the Lord. You got to cast things on so he can sustain you, so he can take care of you, so he can deliver you, so he can prosper you, so he can bring you out of debt, bring you out and keep you from sickness and disease, from unbelief and fear and the rudiments of this world. We must cast our burdens on the Lord. We must take them to him. The Lord told me one time, because, I mean, I still love Teresa. I love her more, I guess, now than I did back then. But I'm really, the Lord knows. How many knows? The Lord knows our thoughts from afar. I mean, he's God. You know? And so the Lord told me one time, because I was afraid of losing Teresa. And that had been my problem the whole time, you know, fear and. Fear causes you, it paralyzes right thinking. I mean, fear will take you down a road that is not good. It'll take you down a road of prison. If you're jealous of your mate or your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, it's not jealous. That's the only word that the world can come up with, jealous. It's fear. It's the spirit of fear. It's the power of fear that puts you in a prison, afraid going to lose something, afraid they're not going to love you, or afraid they're going to look at somebody, afraid they're going to leave you for somebody. That is not jealousy. That is fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You know, I was sitting back in the meeting yesterday, men's meeting yesterday, and Monty made points. Y'all men ought to come. Y'all men ought to get here. I mean, you really ought to get here. It ain't about Monty, and that's just, it's about the anointing. It's about your heart towards the Lord, my heart towards the Lord. But I'm sitting back there, and I mean, I've got a million things I could be doing. I could be doing a lot of things, you know. But when it comes to the kingdom, what does the Bible say? It says, seek first the kingdom. Look toward the kingdom. Go toward the kingdom. But go toward the things of the kingdom. He said, in all these things, there's your finances, there's your money, there's your strength, there's your car, there's your house paid off. All of that is in there going after the kingdom of God. Do you know when you're doing that, you're rolling your cares on him? You're casting your burdens on him. Because each one of us, I could have sat and said, well, I've got too much trouble going on. I got my back hole down with two tires off of it, and I mean, I got a pool halfway. My grandkids are on me to finish it, and, you know, and I got all these doors coming in, and I ain't got time to do nothing at home, and all of that, you know. And Monty just don't have to understand. I could make all those excuses. My truck needs finished up. It broke down, my main one. And I worked Friday cutting the Cadillac converter, putting wires and plugs and all of that on it. And had to wait and catch the truck and a bunch of doors, truckload of doors come in and all of that stuff. And it was late Friday, and then we had to take a four-wheel drive tractor to back the door. See, I'm just telling you, everybody's got a plenty of things that they could use as excuses before the things of God. See, all of that, I got to cast it all over on him and say, if it don't get done and I stay in the kingdom, I've done well, God. I have done well. I will be rewarded by you. See, and that's casting your care over on the Lord when you do that. But I was sitting back there, and Monty had made several points. Number one, cultivate your relationship with the Lord. And then he talked about how if you do that, you'll have peace and strength and joy and different things, you know. And then you begin to talk about love walk, you know. And I'm sitting back there, and this minister, Teresa actually spoke it. I'd heard it from her, but she heard it from a minister. But he had made the statement that everything, that love is like the curtain rod in your shower or whatever. I'm just making that example. He didn't. You know, you got a curtain rod that you slide the shower thing on so water don't get out. Well, love is that curtain rod. And victory hangs on that love, that curtain rod. Victory, faith, victory, grace, abilities, finances, everything is hanging on that. Well, don't the Bible say, love the Lord my God with all? Love. Love him. Don't it say love him? It says love him with all my heart. Right? It says love my neighbor as myself. Right? And the Bible says that the love, all the law was fulfilled in that one thing. Love. But he was sitting back there. I was sitting back there. That was going off in me, Johnny. He said, that's why you got strength. He said, you won't abandon the body. He said, you love me, and you know that's my will for you, and you won't abandon them. He said, that's loving me. That's loving the brethren. He said, you don't have to be in ministry. I didn't feel led to say what I'm saying. He said, you don't have to be in ministry to love the brethren. You don't have to be in ministry to take the gun and stand on the front line for your brother and sister. He said, whatever you do for one of my little ones, he said, you are doing it unto me. He said, and you never sacrifice. He said, love will sacrifice. He said, when love is developed in your life, the agape love of God, because you work with me and let me, he said, it will cause you to sacrifice your life for me. He said, it will cause you. Well, Monty, see, I mean, he may or may not know what I'm saying, what I'm fixing to say. They came here. I was calling them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I'm anointing these chairs, these pews. I've done it for 20-something years. I go by there and get the anointing. And I anoint these, and I say, God, I thank you. These seats are full of people that are finding your will and coming here to do your will, Lord. And, Lord, they will be anointed to help fulfill your vision here, and it will fulfill them. Lord, I thank you, Lord, these people are coming with the hunger after you. Now people showed up, didn't hook up, and left. That's fine. That's not my problem. Well, Monty them. They get involved. They get involved, want to get involved. And I mean, they are some of the most faithful people in ministry that has ever been in this church. He ain't paying me. But then Monty, I hear Monty come up, God, pray for me. Pray for me. There's more I want to do for the Lord. I want to do for the Lord, but I have to work. And I mean, and, you know, in our mind, we want to try to figure it out. If I didn't have to drive the truck, or if I didn't have to go do garage doors as much, or whatever the case may be, I could, Lord, move this so I can. But most of the time, the Lord don't move those things for us. The Lord makes a way for us. The Lord graces us. And so Monty, you know, he'd come up and pray and everything, and I'm like, okay, Lord. All right, Lord. Then you know what the Lord said? He said, let him start men's meeting. Well, you know what? Woo-hoo! Here he goes. Well, see, I started letting him do because I seen ministry in his life. I seen that he's got a hunger to do the Lord, what the Lord wants him to do. He wants to do for the Lord. And I'm not just making an example of Monty. Every one of y'all should have a God-given desire to do the will of God. If you cultivate, pray, fast, seek the Lord, read your Bible, come to church, pay attention, gear up, plug in, get ready to do the will of God, you will have a God-given hunger to do for Him. If you can't help it. Why? Because it's Him that works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Well, now, Monty, I thought, okay, God, you've sent Monty and them over here. I'm going to develop them. I'm going to develop them. So I start giving Monty opportunity to do Sunday school. I throw it out there, you know, want you to do Sunday school once a month. It ain't because I need Monty. I got one of the best Sunday school teachers they are. No, we need Monty, and Monty needs us. Monty needs us to help him fulfill the will of God. And in the middle of him fulfilling the will of God, God is going to minister to all of us through the gift that he give him for the body. Okay, time goes on. I didn't show up one time. I thought, oh, man, I don't like this, Lord, you know, and everything. I thought he's a big boy. If that's going to get him discouraged enough to quit, I can't go. He's got to go through this. He's not doing this for people. He's not doing this to believe. What has Monty got to do now? He's got to rely on the Lord. He's got to cast and trust. He's got to cast that on the Lord. He's got to cast all of this that he's facing on the Lord. And so he can sustain Monty to do what he wants, what Monty feels God wants him to do. Or you. You don't have to be in ministry. You are ministry. I am ministry. Outside of being a pastor or evangelist, well, I'm an apostle, man. I can start ministries and put people over them and help them to develop and go on to have that ability. God-given ability. But anyhow, last one, you know, Monty. He had the service yesterday. Just kind of tell us the story. Now, about a week before that, bam, finances. He loses about close to $2,000 in the next 6 months. Right before he's got to come minister to us Saturday morning, this happened within a week. He loses almost $2,000 in the next 6 months. He goes to getting upset, going to come unglued and blah, blah, blah. And then they work him all day yesterday, Friday. He got in late. He didn't have his message finished up. And he really wanted to call me and cancel. Say, we're going to have to cancel them. Why? Because Monty feels like Monty can't do this. I can't do this. Have you ever felt like I can't do this? If you ain't never been there and went past that, you can't do nothing. Hello, somebody. If Monty had him, I wouldn't have let him. I mean, you call me at 8 o'clock on a Friday night and tell me you're going to have to cancel because you work late? And you know, you ain't got dough. No, you've got 13 more hours. Go make you a pot of coffee, not the decaf. Load it up. Load it up with caffeine. Go down yonder and get you one of them 8-hour boosters for $8 down there to Texaco. Go ahead and do what you do to go work, man. I mean, get you a Red Bull, get you, suck you down 5 of them. Get some NOS and all the rest of it. Whatever you do. I mean, I really would have. I'd have said, no, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your flesh is weak. Go get you a nap. Set your clock for 30 minutes and sleep 30 minutes and get up. We'll see you in the morning. That's what he would have heard. Why do I say that? Scotty, that's the truth. No, I ain't. I'm helping money grow up. I'm helping Monty when to go. You know, he Monty's like a Timex. You know what a Timex does? Takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Hallelujah. See, Monty's in the making. I'm just using that for a right now deal. Just a right now deal. And now the Bible says for you to follow after those who through faith and patience inherit. He inherited it. He did it. I mean, I'm thankful. It was good. It was anointed. See, he paid a price to come minister to us men. He paid a price. That's what the suffering for the Lord Jesus is. When Jesus says, go to church on Wednesday night. Oh, God. Oh, you're not willing to suffer none for Jesus. You're not even weak. Now look at Monty. He suffered all that long. I mean, the poor man had to eat supper by himself. Wife went on to bed. He's got a burden going on. Cast your burden on the Lord. And that's what he did. And had a real good three-point message to bring to us men. Hallelujah. Now, all of y'all are in the making. Now, let me help you get made. I'm going to hold you accountable to ministry. Yeah, I quit church one time. Brother Scotty was just putting too much on us. They didn't know I knew what I was doing. I wasn't putting too much on you. I'm trying to develop you. I'm trying to get you where you can be like the ant, thou sluggard, that don't have no overseer. They just go and get the food and take it home. It's in Proverbs. They don't got to have overseer. I don't have to have Brad all the time telling me to hang in there, Brother Scotty. Hang in there now. That pastoring's hard, but God hang in there. Call me every week. Are you still hanging in there? Could you see it? I mean, he'd have to spank me spiritually. He would tell me, listen, I better not have to call you next week. What's wrong with you? Have you not grew up yet? Have you not developed anything yet? Have you not realized you can cast your burden on the Lord yet? And then he will give you the anointing. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the ability. Same way with being a parent, man. You cast that thing over on the Lord. Even if you're lazy. I mean, it's okay to admit you're lazy. I'm just lazy. That's okay. Get over it. Kick it out. Kick lazy out. Because a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come as an armed man. We're not going to get on lazy. I don't got nobody lazy here at Faithway Christian Center. All of us are diligent, hardworking, loving the Lord, work with our own hands. We wash the dishes at home, us ladies. I told Aubrey, I said, Papa is going to get a wig. He said, Papa, you can't. I said, I want to look like a girl. No, Papa, you're a boy. I want to see what it feels like to look like a girl. Hey, I do got a wig, man. I got a wig. Aiden, he cried to start with. He's about 3 years old. I got me a wig. Bring that thing down. Want to come through there? Rawr, come through there. Ha! He froze. I mean, he just went in shock. He don't now. He like, Papa, get the wig. I went out there yesterday. I told him, I went out there to Travis a few minutes and looked down there, and there were one of them little hand bands, you know, pigtail things. I picked it up, and I said, come here, Aiden. I said, Papa's going to put a pigtail. He takes off running. He's not going to let me do that like a little girl. I said, what's that? He said, that's Aubrey's hair bow. I said, get it. Papa's going to put a hair bow in your hair. Never. He takes off, you know. And so I thought, okay. Shot him. I got it going on there. Here comes Aubrey now. Had a band full all the way around, boy. I mean, we're shooting. I taught them another play game. Didn't have no rubber bands. So I shot her in the face. They got it right there. She went and got under the bed and balled up like a little fetus. I had to crawl under the bed, Johnny. I had to crawl all the way under the bed. I said, what is it, baby? Did Papa get you in the cheek? Did I get you in the face? Yeah, Papa, and it hurt. I said, well, I know. It's just part of the game. I said, you know what? Papa didn't mean to get you in the face. I said, but come on. I said, I got her by the foot. I started dragging her. I said, come on, let's go shoot Aiden. She dried right up, and here we go. You know, and I'm going through there, and I thought, man, it probably stings their back and all that. I thought, well, bless God, I got to toughen them up. That's what. Bless God, we got to get them tough where they can take some bullets and shots without go crawl on the bed. Well, then I said, okay, baby. I said, Papa's got to go now. I got to go worm the cows and different things. And she gets it. She likes to get on my shoes, you know, facing me. And get both feet, and I walk her, you know, she likes that. And so she, that's just a habit. So she got there and she looked up at me. She said, "Papa." And I said, "Yeah, baby." She said, "Can you come back after church tomorrow and let's do it again?" I thought, that's my girl. You ain't under the bed now. You ready to go get a little bit of heat going on, you know, pray God. And I thought about it. I thought, well, I don't know what Travis going to think of popping Aiden with it. And, you know, and he's hiding behind Teresa over there. And he's going, bleh. So I go around, shh, shh, get him right on the arm. Pow. You know. And so I thought about it. I thought, you know what? This is the way life is, man. You got to enjoy life. And I got a whole lot going on, man. I could be sad and depressed, and I got church tomorrow. One for church, Lord. I could wear my cows tomorrow, Lord. Come on, we got to get off of this thing whenever the enemy comes and things are pressing in on us to look to do away with the kingdom stuff, praise God, so we can get a little relief. See, the kingdom stuff is where we get relief. Because whenever we're going after the kingdom, we're casting our burdens on the Lord. We're throwing them on Him. And He shall sustain thee. He shall never, somebody say never, suffer the righteous to be shaken. That word move says shaken. It might come. It might come to us. It might present itself to us. But the Bible says He'll never suffer us to be shaken. Give me the next one, Beth, please. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. You know, I was thinking about it. You got to cast. You got to cast burdens. But at the same time, if you don't turn your trust to the Lord, that burden will come back to you. So there's not just a casting it on. You got to trust. You got to cast and then purposely put your trust toward Him in that burden. Well, the Lord told me, He said, give Teresa to me. In my first initial thought, I thought, man, you give her to the Lord, she's going to take her to heaven or whatever. I mean, that's carnal thinking. I mean, that might sound strange, but I wasn't raised around church and around all my life, you know. And I'd heard, you know, if you work, do anything on Sunday, God will strike you dead. I heard stuff like that about God, that God will strike you dead. And, you know, if you swear on the Bible, God will strike you dead, which I knew that was a lie. I swore on stacks where Teresa would believe my lies. And I got them, and I laid my hands on them, and she saw me. He never just strike me dead. I thought, I'm not scared of Him. I'm not scared of nothing, man. I'm not scared of God. Strike me dead. I'd be better off. But the Lord said, give her to me. And then when I got through with that carnal thinking, you know, I said, Lord, I don't know how to give her to you. How do I give her to you, Lord? And the Lord said, close your eyes. He said, close your eyes. He said, and he said, imagine my hands coming down and you setting her in my hands. He said, give her to me. Did you know you can imagine that? God give you an imagination so you can use for benefit of the kingdom and deliverance and power. See, if you can't see yourself healed, you won't get it. If you can't see yourself debt-free, you will not go toward it. If you can't see yourself owning a house, you will not believe and try. If you believe that you're just stuck where you're at, see, your imagination, God give it to you where you can read the Word of God, and then God will use that Word, bring revelation so that you can see past where you are living into your future. So that you have a goal, Teresa was talking about. You got to set goals. See, I set goals. Teresa just told me the other day, she said, why don't you up our savings? I said, I just believe I will next time I go to the bank. I'm upping our savings. Well, what if you can't afford it? I'm not looking at that. I don't preach something here and not try to do it. I'm not looking at it. So when I up that savings and 10 years goes by, whoo, baby, yeah, Oh, just leave it alone for 10 years. Just 10 years, leave it alone. Then you'll see Daddy come down through here in one of them Vipers. Cash. Oh, Viper. Maybe I'll have a bunch of hair left. I need to get me some Rogaine. But I told her, you know what? I said, we can believe God. If he can help me save five, he can help me save 50. Come on, somebody. If he can give me the strength to save five, he can help me save 50. Well, I just don't have no money left at my house. You suck down 8 Mountain Dews a week. You know? It's like me. I got on green tea now. Green tea. Put that up there and I said, she said, 220. I said, what else did you ring up? I'm like, did you get something else? I said, is that 220?
Yeah, it's 220.
I said, okay, man. I thought I'm not going to suck down 8 of them a day. 2 times 8 is what? $16 without the tax. $16 times 5, man. $48, 40 something. That's $50 in a week. I'm going to boil me some tea. Boil me some tea and get me some empty glass. Before I do that, I'm going to get me some empty, and I'll put them in the freezer and freeze them and take them with me. It'll cost me about 20 cents a bottle. Then I can put the other $45 in that savings that I've been spending on green tea. Got me a Red Bull. Well, that Red Bull was $3 or something. $3. You're wondering, what else did you get? $3 and something. I thought, this Red Bull. I told Travis one time, I said, hey, man. I said, let's think about how we feel. Because everybody says they kick them up, you know, kick you up. I said, let's think about how we feel. And then let's guzzle it. You know, let's guzzle it and see, and then wait and see the effects. Look, I mean, we don't want to be dumb, do we? I mean, if it's working, it's working, it's worth it. But, thank God, if it ain't working, it's got me fooled, then it ain't worth it. So I guzzled. Hey, man, I figured, you know, if an ounce will get you kicking, 8 will do it. Drank the whole thing. So we guzzled that thing down. And then we drove to John, and I asked him, I said, how do you feel? How do you feel? So we have to look. You know, how do I feel? I told him, I said, I think I'm sleepy. That sucker drained me. I mean, it sucked me dry, man. It's like, if you fill yourself with sugar, in a few minutes it turns into a tater and the energy's gone. Now you're left needing another pack of sugar, you know. So my experience with the Red Bull, it didn't do good for me. So I'm just not going to drink it unless I like the taste of it, you know, and I really don't like the taste of it. I figure if I can spend $3.50 for a Red Bull, if I save that every day and drink water, you know, drink water, how many knows our bodies, I got to get off of this. Fret not yourself, even there. Anyhow, if you have a problem with that, just save some money. But they shall soon be cut down. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be. Surely you'll get stronger. Surely you'll be fed. Surely you'll grow. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. I mean, the Bible says, overcome evil with good. I mean, I have whipped the devil more than one time. I mean, somebody get mad at me and I go bust him with a $100 bill. Boy, I mean, you can make friends with $100. Bible says you can. In Proverbs, it says use natural things to make friends. Money. I mean, my neighbor down there, he's upset with me about something, and I'm down there and it's hot, and the Lord said, take him some squash. I thought, I'll take him some squash. He'll be stuck. Taking him no squash. I'm having to get down here and work. Man, I mean, he didn't plant this and plow this and water this and sweat after work. Man, I mean, you know. Lord said, go give him some squash. He said, overcome evil with good. And you know what? I made friends with them with squash. My neighbors. I was the one actually mad. I was actually upset, bitter, getting out of that love wall. Now I'm out there, can't enjoy my squash patch because my neighbors messed it up. See, you got to watch that. It says, do good. So shall y'all dwell in the land, and thou shalt surely be fed. Give me those, Beth. 23, is it? It says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Now, ordered means established. If you look it up, some people say, well, Lord orders every step that I've got. He's ordered every step that I've got. That's not what that means. That means mine and your steps should be being established by the Lord. How I do as a husband. You know, you ought to be praying for your wife. Or my wife. That tells me where you are. You married her. She knows how smart you are. Right? Come on and make yourself look bad. Boy, you just don't know how my wife is. You married her. You're a smart guy. Y'all get it out of a while. Well, right over here. What'd he say? You say I'm dumb or what? I don't know. You said that. No, we ought to be praying for them. We ought to be praying for our wives, praying for them, covering them. The Bible says for us to honor our wives, realizing that they are the weaker, physically weaker vessel. We ought to be praying and covering them. I cover Teresa all the time. I tell her, I tell the devil, I bind you off of my wife in the name of Jesus. I tell you, I plead the blood of Jesus, praise God, and if she gets in the flesh, it won't be because of you. She can act like the devil without the devil. Right? I can. Wives ought to be, that he says, delight ourselves, and he delighteth in his way. See, we need the Lord delighting in our ways. That's why I say, and I use it as a testimony. I tell the people all the time, especially Christians, you know, I say, my son has never heard me cuss, as far as cuss words. And I've heard people, well, I just can't do like Scotty. Why not? I did like Jesus. Don't tell me we can't do the Bible. He's 30 years old. He never heard a cuss word in my house that I'm aware of. It tried to come through the school book, and we kicked it out in homeschool. That's how dedicated we was to keeping him pure, to keeping him as much as possible, because we knew there would come a day when he's out here in this cussing world. When he's out here, he shouldn't have it in the cussing in my living room, because when he goes out in the world, he's got a bunch of cussing out there. He's got a bunch of heathens running around out there committing adultery and fornication and jealous. And I mean, you people used to tell me, how's your old lady? I ain't got one. Oh, your wife, you're still married, ain't you? Yeah, but she ain't my old lady. She's my helpmate. That'd be the helpmate? What does that mean? That means God made her to help me succeed. She's not my old lady. She is a child of the Most High God. She's not my old lady. That's downgrading y'all ladies. That'd be downgrading you. No, my wife is a Proverbs 31 woman. She ain't made it all the way yet, but I'm confessing it real quick. I need it. I need her to come on, baby. Be that Proverbs 30, go to work and let me sit at home on my do-nothing. Make us a living. Not going to happen. She'd kick me out right quick. She don't have a weak man. She'd tell me, if something happened to you, I wouldn't have a man that wouldn't work. That want me to work. Want me to work. That man, I said, yeah, you a bum. What you need to do is get you a bum. I'm your man, baby. I go to work for you. I give you money to save for yourself. Y'all guys are quiet. Go open her up a savings account, her own, and put money in it for her. Let her have it. Just for her. My mama has her own money. My mama has her own banking account. I don't get in my mama's purse unless I ask. My woman, I trust my woman. So you gotta trust your woman. She acts stupid. Well, trust your woman. Cast it over on the Lord. Trust her. You trust the Lord in her. Hallelujah. Now, you know what my wife told me the other day? Well, why don't we just pay an extra $1,000 a month on your tractor? Miracles happen all the time, Johnny. They happen all the time. See, that's why letting your woman be independent, trusting the Lord, giving her own money. Boy, they know how to believe God. And I mean, they believe for chunks, and then they get up fired up on it, and then they're like, let's just believe for you. Oh, baby, I love you. I love you more than ever today, baby. Boy, you are the Proverbs 31 woman. We getting my tractor paid off. It says, he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Did you hear that? That person that casts and trusts and does the right thing, not with their thinking, he said that person might fall down. He said, but I'll uphold him. I'll make sure he makes it. I'll make sure. He'll take care of you. He'll take care of me. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. And I went to the Lord when I read that scripture, and I said, God, I want that to be me. I want that, Lord. I want that right there. I'm righteous, Lord. I'm not going to beg. Lord, help me to train my thoughts and my heart not to be beggar anymore, not to be this broke mentality. God, help me. Help me. Help me to believe, even though just like Teresa was talking about. I mean, I got us in a major, major financial mess one time. Over $1,000 a month vehicle payments without the insurance, and we had house payment and all kinds of other stuff. We had life going on, and they cut me off of food stamps, and I mean, I couldn't buy no groceries. I mean, boy, no wonder we're getting fat, man. I'm drawing $300 worth. No, we ain't never drawn that much, $150. That was a lot, though, $150. Boy, yeah. So I have to go to the Lord. I have to go to him. See, and it feels like a hard place. It feels like, why is this happening to me, God? Why me, God? Why didn't you come through? Why didn't you bring the payments, God? Why didn't you, Lord, I don't understand. How many knows that's where the Bible comes in when it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't start trying to lean to that garbage, that thinking, why God? Why? God is never at fault, ever. Never does he come short. Never does he not show up. Never, when he's given a legal right, does he not work. Never. Never, never, never. God is a faithful God. If something's happening and it's not happening in my life and God can't, I need to turn and say, God, show me what I need to do, God. Show me where I'm missing it, God. Show me. Because your word says you will supply all of my needs. And if you're not able to supply, God, I'm doing something wrong. Never is it God. Never. He never comes short. And so he says, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Now see, you need to take that scripture and you need to say, God, you said that the steps of the righteous are established by you. Help me, Lord. to the scripture in Paul's Proverbs one time, and I'm still working on some of this stuff today. And it says, ponder the path of your feet, that your ways be established. See, God don't want us unestablished. He don't want my house in chaos all the time. You know, I mean, if somebody comes to the house, Travis comes to the house one time, and he's telling me all about Beth, her family, they're dating back yonder, so-and-so is this, and so-and-so is that, and so-and-so. I mean, he ain't never been out there. And I told him, I said, listen, leave that at your truck when you come to my house, would you? Oh, he just feels like he needs to tell us all about it, Johnny. I mean, good Lord, this is a catastrophe. This is only second or third date. I'm like, y'all going to get married. I told him, I said, you're marrying that family. Do you understand that? Well, I married into Teresa's family, right? You don't marry that one person, and that's the end of that, and y'all just going to go suck each other's breath all week long, and you ain't going to have to deal with the in-laws. That's not going to happen. Y'all come on over. Y'all come on over. Why don't y'all come on over? We have a poo party. Y'all come on over, and then all they're going to do is get into it and argue and fight and all of that. So I told him, I said, leave that stuff out at your truck. Don't bring that to my house and bring it in. We wouldn't let him bring it in, Johnny. You can't sink a ship if you don't let no water in it. Right? That ship will sail forever till it fills up with water, and then you sink it. Well, if we don't let ourselves get full of stuff, you can't sink us. So I tell him, leave that out there. And then tell him, you're marrying that family, man. That's what you're marrying. If they're in a mess, you're in it. You're marrying it. You're signing up. Praise God, that's the truth. So I want to encourage you. Learn to cast down, but at the same time, learn to trust. Cast down, cast down. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, I got to close, 2 Corinthians 10, it says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. It says casting down imaginations. See, those things that comes to you, just like if Satan come to me now and say, Jesus, she's looking at guys. I'm not going to go sit across from her and look to see if she's looking at guys. I'm going to cast that thought down. I'm going to say, well, if she wants to choose something else over this, hey, you know, you swallow a stupid seed and it brings a harvest, well, that's not my fault. Well, I'm going to think that way. I'm going to cast that down whether I'm that good looking or not. I think I am. As a man thinketh in his heart, don't think you're ugly. Don't get in the mirror. Good Lord, nah. Somebody wants you, baby. You're wanted, dead or alive. You're a cowboy. Got Jesus on your side. You're wanted, dead or alive. See, you got to think like God thinks. Cast those down. Just like if enemy comes, you ain't going to pay your house off. No, you better not. I'm going to tell him tomorrow, watch me, you sap sucker. I am going to pay that house. I can do all things. I can call. I'm going to get some money off. I'm going to confess it all night long. But God, I'm going to make me some money. Tomorrow, I'm making money. I'm making money. I'm going to get some money off my house. I don't know, they probably won't do that. Oh, you just never know what God can do. Right? If we're going to get mysterious, let's do it that way. He works in mysterious way. Yeah, he made me $5,000. He can be mysterious all day long. Don't bother me at all. Just go ahead with your mysterious self, God. Because we've seen in that Bible, you work in ways we don't know. But you ain't mysterious. If that's mysterious and you making me rich, you just keep being mysterious. Praise God. Y'all got all that funny stuff. You gotta, sometimes he's surgery, cutting you wide open, making you laugh at the same time, sew you right back up so that the wound is not that bad. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Learn to cast and learn to trust. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting your care over on the Lord, for the Lord cares for you, praise God. So let this week be a training week. When a lot bill or something, whatever it is, comes to you, cast that, throw it out. Just roll your window down if you have to. And I mean just ball it up by faith and throw it out. Throw it out. Roll the window up and say, yes, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. No, no, this joy. This guy was in the back seat. He's a cussing. I was telling you about it. You know, just cussing up a storm. He's talking to the window. He's not even talking to us, man. He's back there cussing the window. And so then I just turned on WDJC. Cranked it up. He's back there. And I went, well, I can still hear him. And I mean, I'm blasting back there. And he's trying to say something. Yeah. I said, now we got Jesus in the cab. Bless God, I felt the Holy Ghost. I really felt it, man. I felt better. See, you ain't got time to sit around and fight these demons. Just crank up some praise, man. You know, and drown it out. And then I looked in my mirror, and I'm like, what the crap? You know, what's that? And he had the window down. His head was outside. I mean, it's outside the truck, Dunny. He can't take it, man. I mean, I'm blasting him with some Holy Ghost power. Hey, seriously. He's out the window. His head would slap out the window. We had the windows rolled up and WDJC jamming. I heard all I'm going to hear about that devil. But God, it's time to get some praise on. And I thought, what's he going to think? I don't care what he thinks. Sure enough, we got to the shop. He had shut that mouth up, and he's hanging that head slap out the window where he can't hear what's going on in there. He would like to jump out the window, and I nearly want to help him. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be afraid to crank it up. I mean, I told him up there. I said we need to stop up here at the Sneaky Pete. I can get some of these Dodge City boys to bust them teeth, mess some stuff up. I said that's what I want to do, but I'm not. Well, it just happened. There was some of them in there. He made a little scene. And then I turned around, I told him, I said, you know what I told him? I told him on the way up here, I might just run across some of these Dodge City boys in here. And that young boy, he tall boy, 6 foot. He said, I'll go out there and bust him up for you. I can do it. I said, I don't doubt it at all. I said, you could help him, couldn't you? Yeah, I'll help him. That mouth running like that, I mean, you know. We'll just go out there and bust him up. I said, yeah, if you would if you was to. I said, but we ain't gonna have to do that. I said, what's to get them lips where they be swelled all the way back to Blunt County where he can't talk? Get the lips good. Pow! Lip service. Get some more lip service going on. I said, but we don't do that, man. I said, we can't. That truly happened. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. I'm about to sick them Dodge City boys on it. Them boys Dodge City boys, hallelujah, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.